St. Francis of Assisi, Christian saint and mystic. Francis was born in Assisi, Italy, in the year 1181, and is classified as a mystic Italian Catholic friar and is the founder of the Franciscan order. Francis is from Assisi, Italy, and was inspired to live a life of poverty and preaching. Francis is usually depicted in a robe with a rope as a belt. In 1219, Francis went to Egypt to meet the Sultan Al-Kamil and discuss putting an end to the conflict of the Fifth Crusade. In 1224, according to the Christian tradition, Francis received a stigmata during the appearance of a seraphim angel, which provided a mystical experience. Francis founded several Christian orders. He founded the Order of St. Clair for Women and the Men's Order of Friars Minor, also the Franciscan Order for both men and women. After the Pope approved these religious orders that Francis established, he withdrew from many external affairs. Francis is associated with the blessing of animals and the environment. It is common to see the Christian churches hold the blessings of animals on Francis of Assisi feast day, which is the 4th of October every year. Francis is also the patron saint of Italy. Let's go back and now hear a little more about Francis's personal life and what led him to live a life of service to the divine and humanity. Francis's father was Italian and a merchant who sold silk and other textile cloths used for making clothing. Francis's mother was French and from a noble family. Francis grew up in a wealthy family since his father was very successful. Francis wore expensive clothes, had many friends, spent money without care, and enjoyed many pleasures. In 1202, Francis joined the military expedition against Perugia and was a prisoner of war for a year. During this time, he became very sick, and this illness caused him to reevaluate his life. When Francis returned to Assisi, Italy in 1203, he returned to his carefree life again. In 1205, Francis enlisted in the army, and after a short while, he returned to Assisi and lost interest in the worldly life. Francis decided to go on a pilgrimage to Rome, and he spent time alone in quiet places asking God for spiritual enlightenment. Francis had a mystical experience and had a vision of Jesus in a country chapel of San Damiano, which is just outside of Assisi. Francis was told by Jesus during this mystical vision to go and repair the Christian church, which was falling into ruins. Francis returned home and gathered many fine cloths from his father's storeroom and sold them. Francis gave the gold coins, which was the proceeds from the selling of the expensive cloths, to the chapel priests, where he experienced his mystical vision. This chapel was very old and was in a state of falling down, and Francis originally thought that Jesus meant to repair this chapel. Later on, Francis understood that Jesus, in the mystical vision, was talking about the overall Christian church, religious and political structure. Francis's father was furious over the selling of the expensive cloths and giving the money away from the sale of these items. Francis's father took Francis to court, and in front of the Bishop of Assisi during the court proceedings, Francis renounced his father and all his inheritance. For several months after this, Francis wandered as a beggar in the area around Assisi. Then Francis spent time in a monastery working in laboring type jobs. He later became a pilgrim wearing a cloak and using a staff. Francis asked people to donate to help restore several ruined chapels in the countryside around Assisi. In February in the year 1208, while attending Mass, he decided to live a life of poverty and started wearing the brown tunic and used a rope as a belt. He then started preaching to the ordinary people of brotherly love and peace. With his example, Francis attracted others, and within a year he had 11 followers. The brothers lived a simple life and continued to share and left impressions upon listeners. In 1209, Francis composed a simple rule for his followers, who were called friars, to follow the spiritual teachings of Jesus and to be a living example of applying the teachings by living the teachings. Francis then led the 11 followers to Rome to seek permission from Pope Innocent III to fund a new religious order. On April 16th in the year 1210, the Pope officially approved the Franciscan order. Francis was later ordained a deacon. The Franciscan order spread throughout Italy quickly. In the year 1200, the young noblewoman, Claire of Assisi, after hearing Francis preach at church, decided to live like them. In the year 1212, Claire left her family's palace and Francis received her and then established the Order of the Poor Clares. Francis gave Claire and the women that joined in this religious life a garment similar to his own as their religious clothing. Later, many people did not want to give up their life as a householder, yet wanted to live a simple religious life and asked Francis to establish an order for the laity. Francis then formed the Secular Franciscan Order, which included people who wanted to observe the principles of the Franciscan life, yet did not want to withdraw from the world nor take religious vows. In the year 1219, Francis went to Egypt during the Fifth Crusade to meet with the Sultan Al-Kamil. Francis crossed the Muslims' lines and was brought before the Sultan. The Sultan received Francis graciously. The Sultan saw that Francis was filled with peace and love for all people. Francis tried to stop the Crusades and the Sultan agreed. Yet the Christians kept breaking the agreement and would continue to raid and kill the Muslims, trying to force them to convert to Christianity. The Sultan saw Francis as similar to the Muslim mystic order called the Sufis. Francis was allowed by the Sultan to visit the holy places in Jerusalem and Bethlehem. Therefore, the Franciscans have been present in the Holy Land since the year 1217. In the year 1333, the current Sultan gave jurisdiction privileges to the Franciscan order to access certain holy places in Jerusalem. The Franciscan order continued to grow, and the growing of the order of friars were sent to France, Germany, Hungary, Spain, and further east on to Morocco. In the year 1223, Francis withdrew from external affairs since he established a more updated organizational style to keep up with the fast rate of growth of the Franciscan order. It is recorded that Francis had a vision on the 13th of September in the year 1224 and received the stigmata. This was witnessed by Brother Leo, who was with Francis at the time. Francis saw another seraphim, six-winged angel. Then on Francis's body appeared the five wounds of Jesus' crucifixion. Francis was brought to several cities to help with the sufferings of these wounds. Francis spent his last days having a person write down his spiritual testament of what happened. Francis died on Saturday, October 3rd in 1216. Francis was declared a saint by Pope Gregory on July 16th in 1228. Francis of Assisi believed that nature itself was the mirror of God. He called all creatures his brothers and sisters and would even preach to the birds. Francis' deep sense of community with the divine included others. Francis was the first in 1220 to celebrate Christmas by setting up the first live nativity scene. Francis used animals also in the live nativity scene to create a lifelike event. Francis had a great love for animals, nature, and people. Francis's feast day is celebrated on October 4th of each year. A note about the stigmata. In Christian mysticism, it is the bodily marks, scars, wounds, or pains corresponding to those of the crucified Jesus. They are on the hands, on the feet, near the heart, and sometimes on the head from the crown of thorns, and can be on the shoulders and back from carrying the cross and from scourging. They can occur during a mystical vision or mystical enlightenment experience. The stigmata can be temporary or permanently have one or more of these wound marks, which may be visible or invisible to others. The Roman Church states that the presence of stigmata is a sign of mystical union with the sufferings of Jesus. Saint Francis, in the year 1224, experienced the stigmata and was witnessed by his brother Leo, who was with him when this occurred. From the 14th to the 20th century, more than 300 people were identified as having the stigmata wounds, and more than 60 were declared saints by the Catholic Church. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Francis of Assisi, the Christian saint and mystic.